Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. That's my start. That is my start. From now on, I just... So we got an email from Robert. We got a couple of emails from Robert. The first one, he was basically tearing me a new butthole because I didn't give you guys information. I didn't talk about the dinner that we threw. And I did realize that, look, here's the problem, folks. I do three shows. And Geeky Gay is 5 days a week, as you all know, as I talk about in this very intro, it's 5 days a week. And you listen, but, you know, I have to fill up a lot of time because, and, you know, my life is not super exciting. There are times we travel a lot, but, you know, that's a few times a year. Other than that, I'm mowing the lawn or working or cooking or, you know, doing things like that, exploring my various hobbies. But I have to spread those personal stories around to multiple podcasts. And you can blame it all on Daniel, because if I bring up a story that I've already talked about on Geeky Gay on Mix Minus, he either stops me and says, "You've already mentioned this on Mix Minus or on Geeky Gay," or he shortens. He's like, "Oh, well, you shouldn't go in detail who you've already talked about on Geeky Gay." So I feel very, like, I've started feeling very uncomfortable about bringing up stories on one podcast that I've already mentioned on another one. So I was trying to portion out my stories, and technically I don't have to explain anything to anybody because, you know, you get this shit for free, right? But that's what I did. I like to please my listeners. That's what I did. Briefly, I'll just say, because I realized, what I did realize is Throwing Down is a pay-for podcast. So if you're not a member of Afterthought, you wouldn't get anything. So I will just say the dinner went great. It was expensive. We paid about $1,800, so $1,800, but it was 26 people. We had a room all to ourselves. The food was good. We had a choice of a steak, a fish, some salmon dish, a pasta, and something else. I can't remember. There was a duck. There was a duck breast. We bought some appetizers for them to bring out beforehand, and the desserts, we had a choice of creme brulee or a toffee cake with ice cream. And it all went well. And they, because we were celebrating lots of stuff, they all gave us presents, and a lot of the presents they gave us were gift cards to restaurants. So we ended up getting, I don't know, $800 or $900 worth of gift cards. And, so that offset some of the cost of dinner. And if you think about it, had we thrown, cause we were celebrating my birthday, Mark's promotion, and Mark's naturalization. And if we had had parties for all four of those things separately, even if we'd had them at our house, if we had bought groceries, cooked, done all the stuff we would need to do to have four separate parties, I feel like, you know, it wasn't, I feel like it was good. I feel like the cost was okay because we consolidated everything into one event. We got a bunch of gift cards that we're going to use. In fact, we're taking my parents out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse tonight using two Ruth's Chris gift cards that we got at this dinner. So it's great. So another email that we got from Robert is about the coffee, the espresso machine thingy that I got for Mark. And he says, if you need another gift idea for Mark, get him an espresso virtuo machine. It does various types of coffee depending on the pod and is 100 times better than Keurig. It's great for everyday use. You should get a milk frother with it sold on the same site from Nespresso. So, well, thanks for the recommendation. The thing about Mark is he doesn't like to waste anything. And when I say that, what I mean is it's hard for me to buy him something that he already owns, even if there's a better model. So if I, you know, if he already has a coffee maker and I get him a coffee maker, he's like, I already have a coffee maker. What am I going to do with the other one? You know, but basically he, you know, that, and so I thought, well, the espresso machine is completely different. It's not like you're making espresso and there is a frother in the espresso machine. There's a grinder there. You tamp it down and all that kind of stuff and click it in. And actually I want to use it just cause I think that's cool. But it's going to be in addition to his Keurig, because the Keurig just makes regular old coffee using pods, and the I can't remember the name of it, but the espresso maker is a different deal. It doesn't just make plain coffee. But we'll feel like baristas, that's for sure. So anyway, but thanks for the recommendation. I'll look into that brand. And you know, if nothing else, if and when his Keurig breaks, you know, maybe this is a replacement for the Keurig. So, but you know, I say that, but like he will buy shoe after shoe after shoe after shoe. Just, he has so many shoes and he does not get rid of the old ones. And that's one place where he's like, he's okay buying the same thing multiple times. And I do realize, I muted myself, sorry. I'm having a burping fit here. I apologize. I muted myself. But anyway, so what have we done? We really haven't done anything. And I kind of blew my wad before I kind of started the exit music. But we, you know, we've been keeping up with Daniel and Zach because a hurricane's a blowing through Florida. And I hope everyone is okay there. I haven't really been watching the news all that much, so I don't know how much destruction there's actually been. So I thoughts and prayers, everyone. I hope everyone's okay. But that's what you're supposed to say, right? But no, I really hope everyone's doing okay. And I know Daniel is alive. I know they're alive because he just texted me earlier and said they are alive, and he may be able to do Mix Minus tomorrow night. So if you're a normal Mix Minus listener, stay tuned, because we might be doing a live Mix Minus tomorrow. And last night I was so tired. Work has been so busy, and I had orchestra last night. I had orchestra rehearsal last night, but I went downstairs after recording Geeky Gay and I sat down on the couch and I just could not. I was just spent. Like, work has just, I've been having so many meetings, and meetings really drain me. Like, really drain me. And orchestra is basically another, I'm around a lot of people, and I was tired. So I text messaged my fellow, you know, musicians and said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm sorry. I'll be there on Sunday, because, you know, it's church orchestra. So, and then Mark and I walked Sydney because Mark needed to water the lawn, because we have a service that comes like four times a year, and they spray weed killer to kill the weeds in our grass, but they also do fertilizer. And when they fertilize, they always leave a note saying, oh, you need to water the lawn within X amount of days. Well, we don't have a built-in sprinkler system. It's a pain in the butt. One of these days we're going to get a built-in sprinkler system, but we don't have one right now. And so one of us has to go out and water the lawn by hand. I mean, we do have sprinklers, but we have to go out, set the sprinkler up, turn it on, move it around the lawn, you know, to get full coverage. So Mark was going to do that. So he said, hey, would you walk Sydney? So I walked Sydney. We watched some YouTube. We went and got food. Cause I don't normally cook on Wednesday. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to cook. And then we watched Better Call Saul, And that was about it for the evening. And then tonight we have, like I said, we have dinner with my parents. So we'll see how that goes. We're, like I said, we're going to Ruth's Chris. So the food should be good. And we're just gonna, we're eating earlier than we normally would. We're eating at 6:30 because my parents eat super early. Like, I don't know, 5 o'clock or something, 5:30 or at the latest 6. I feel like we're pushing it for 6:30, honestly. But they eat super early, but we're going to do that. And then we'll just come home and relax. And then another day tomorrow. I wish I had, normally my Fridays are pretty meeting low, but I think I have quite a few meetings tomorrow. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.